Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for Elon Daily this Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. It's Powerwall Day. That's right, Powerwall Day, Powerwall installation. Tesla was going to get here between 7 and 9 to begin the process that they say will take 2 days. At 8 o'clock, the doorbell rang. Ding dong! They came in and we chatted. And we went round to the side of the house where they were actually going to put the Powerwalls, on the north-facing side, the side that gets most of the shade. It's all good so far. They look down on the ground and say, "Where's your concrete slab?" And I say to them, "What? What concrete slab? We need a concrete slab. These puppies are heavy. You're supposed to have had a concrete slab installed so that we can put these puppies on them." I say to them, "What you talking about, Willis? No idea." So then they go, "Okay, that's all right. We're going to get back to that." And then they go around to the other side of the house, main panel, and that's where they're going to put the electronics and the inverters and the communications equipment. So that looks all fine. The next question is, well, what do you want backed up? They can target specific circuits. Do you just want the fridge? Do you want everything? So we're going to sort of do the main house and one of the Tesla chargers, a 50-amp charger, so that if there's a zombie apocalypse, if there's an earthquake, if our solar panels are intact, if our batteries are intact and everybody else doesn't have power, then we'll be able to power the house. And theoretically, we should be able to power most of the house if we are parsimonious with the electricity that we are using. That is the plan. That is the idea. The idea is that we'll be able to, during high peak times, use the battery because we've got lots of solar and we've sucked up all those electrons during the day nice and cheaply. And since we have time of use here, the energy group that's here, it's the Department of Water and Power here in Los Angeles, charges me more in the evenings than I get back for generating electricity during the day. So I'll be able to offset some of that by using the Powerwall, right? And now I'll be able to even charge the car. But of course, again, if there is a complete outage and you're just running off solar and battery, and we've got three batteries, we've got about 45 kilowatt hours in those batteries, you don't want to plug in the car and fill it up because that will take all of the energy, unless it's a really bright sunny day. But I'll tell you if that ever happens. We'll go through how that might work. But that's the idea. Do the house, do the fridge, do the stuff that's really important, and then maybe use some of the excess to charge up the car. That's how it works in a perfect world. Let's get back to the fact that there's no slab. So this was my concern. It's been 6 or 8 months since they first came out. There's this internal communication issue that I still see at Tesla as they've grown so big in Tesla Energy, between Tesla Solar, between who's installing the Powerwall, between the cars. So clearly a communication error. Like there needs to be a slab there. And they have to send out their subcontractor to put the slab down. But they didn't do that. So the plan right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is they're probably going to do it all at once. They could install some of the other circuitry. But what they're going to do is to do it all at once. So have somebody come out, put the slab down, and once that's ready, call them back, and then they'll bring out the batteries, and then they'll start the installation process, which will take a couple of days. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's a bit upsetting, but I knew in my heart of hearts that it was not happening today, that this needs a concrete slab because these puppies weigh, you know, 120 kilograms each, and we're putting three of them next to each other. They're not particularly big, but they are heavy. So sad. I wish this Elon Daily would be all about how, you know, day one installation went great. Day one installation, not happening. But I was prepared for this psychologically, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because I knew that this was basically day one reinspection, which is really what's happened. This is a day one reinspection. Now they're going to go away, look at their plans again, put down a slab, and then come back a second time. It's good to, you know, lower expectations in life. It's one of the keys to happiness. Lower your expectations. So inspirational. Tell your kids. Hey, let's do the first story of the day. It's from Electric. And Electric says this. It's from Fred Lambert, of course. He writes like everything. It was from February 19th. And it says, "Powerwall captures the majority of the mind share in the home battery market, but can't deliver," report says. And this report is actually from Energy Sage. And what Energy Sage did is that they went out to a whole bunch of solar installers and said this. One, how many people are asking for battery backup? And the answer was, about a third of people now are asking for battery backup. And I think that's pretty amazing, and you're going to see more of this. I've had a number of solar installations. We at our company have done multiple installations, 10, 15 of solar, and haven't really even thought about battery backup because we knew it was just too expensive. But then the last few years, as Tesla has come along and the cost of these battery backup solutions has dropped, we now ask, How much? And so other people are doing the same thing. So about a third of these installers, customers were saying, we want battery backup. And then they asked them, well, which one do you want? Because there's a whole bunch of manufacturers. 55% of them said Tesla. We want the Tesla battery because, you know, it's the most well-known. which is amazing because it's only existed for about 3 years. But unfortunately, of these installers, only about 12% of them could get access to Tesla Powerwalls. The next group was LG Chem and Outback Power and Enphase and other groups. But people wanted the Tesla, but they couldn't get the Tesla battery. And we know from the Q4 earnings report, the call, that Elon said, look, we just couldn't keep up with production. I was one of those people, right? So they said, yeah, we're going to install your Powerwall. Then we got the email saying, forget it. We can't make them fast enough because they turned those lines to creating batteries for the cars. And now that sort of they've gotten up to speed, now they're again coming around and saying, oh, we can do battery storage. It turns out in 2018, Tesla deployed 1.04 gigawatt hours of energy storage products, tripling what they did in 2017. And as Elon said, this could end up being the biggest part of Tesla. I think it will be. We also know, and we're talking just residential here, we also know that the big ones, the big ones in Australia, the big ones in Puerto Rico, the big ones here in California, the plants that act as sort of instant backup to the grid, stabilizing the grid, you can use them instead of gas peaker plants, have been incredibly successful in Australia. In fact, there was just a report saying again last quarter that big battery installation in South Australia saved them $4 million. The payoff speed is look something like 2 years for that thing. It's like instantaneous backup. And so they want more and more in Australia. And other people are now looking at this going, hang on a second. Batteries as these peaker plants and as grid stabilizers are incredibly useful. So this is going to be a huge, gigantic part of Tesla energy. It's going to be bigger than the cars, ultimately, I think. Bigger than the cars, which is remarkable. I personally think we're going to see in the second half of 2019, again, as Gigafactory production increases, you get those cells out, we get the battery packs going, you're going to see more and more of this, and then the price will come down as they get efficiencies in those giant numbers. But not for now, because now Europe and Asia are picking up and they're making those batteries in the Gigafactory. That's going to take up a lot of capacity, so we'll see. We'll see how much sort of the US market dips and how much the Asian European market increases to see how much extra capacity there is. And on that point, there's a pretty disturbing report that just came out yesterday that said Tesla has dropped any wordage about the $35,000 Model 3. What the what? So this is a report from Business Insider, although it has been reported by all of the sort of the EV car places. So remember this, Elon announced a $35,000 version of the Model 3 3 years ago, but by Tuesday, the automaker had completely removed any standard battery option of the car from its website, which raises the question, when is this base model going to come out? Now, in a regulatory filing Tuesday, the company said it still intends to offer in the future a variant of Model 3 with a starting price of $35,000. And according to Business Insider, a Tesla spokesman declined to comment. This is kind of a big deal, right? This is the version that was going to get it to the mass market, right? Even on the last Q4 earnings call, Elon said 3 to 6 months. Now they've completely removed it from the website. This is a little bit ominous. This is a little bit upsetting. This doesn't mean that we're never going to get a $35,000 version, but when is now the question. It seems that Tesla thinks this is going to be so far in the future that they better take it down from the website. And the other unfortunate thing is, obviously, we hoped to get the $35,000 version last year so that after the federal tax credits here in the United States, it would come under, you know, $30,000. So this is pretty concerning, I think. What does it mean? It means that they are not going to get to the $35,000 version anytime soon. What does this mean for people that are waiting for that version? I think you have to wait longer. Or you have to look at other models. But I got to tell you, you're still at a point where the other EV manufacturers just do not have a car that can compete. And of course, can't compete with the supercharger network if you're going to use that car for long distance driving, even if it's every now and then. So it's a little bit disturbing, a little bit upsetting. I don't know what the exact implications are. All over the interwebs, people have got their theories. But I think the obvious thing is you're not going to get a $35,000 version of the Model 3 for a while. Tad upsetting. All right, that's all we have time for today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name is Mel Herb. The show is Elon Daily. We also have Talking Tesla, the big show with Tom and Robert. You should go check that out. Go onto iTunes, give us a rating, give us a review, and I'll speak with you in the morrow, as it were. Herb it out.